What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today I am delighted to introduce a writer to you that I've been trying to work with for months. She has created this awesome story called Cam Creates a Hero, and her name is Dagmara Sitek.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Dagmara. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Can you tell the kids a little bit about what you do?
Sure. First of all, I'm very excited that I am here. I'm a children's book author from Montreal, Canada, and I focus on writing stories about foster children. So that's what I do.
That's awesome. So in Cam Creates a Hero, which is available on couragetales.com, this illustrated book, there's a kid named Cam and they draw a robot, right?
That's correct. Cam is a foster boy living with other foster siblings who is very sensitive. And one day he decides that he's going to create a hero robot. And the only problem is he cannot make him work.
It's a really great story about dealing with your frustrations and just showing resilience and trying again. And Lau Frank is the illustrator, and it just looks really beautiful as well. So I encourage you to check that out. We're going to talk more about Cam Creates a Hero after the show too, and we'll leave the link in the show notes. But of course, this is What If World, so we need to get a couple of what if questions. And this first, talk about patience and resilience. Our listener, Arohan, has been waiting almost 4 years to get this question answered, so I'm so happy we get to play it for you today.
I'm Arohan. I am 8 years old. I like Prodigy, chess, and computers, and coding. My what if question is, what if robots had emotions? Thank you, What If World. Bye-bye!
Thank you for that question. And Arohan, thank you for your patience. You kids at home, I talk about this all the time. We answer as many questions as we can, but there's no way I'll ever answer them all. So I appreciate those who wait. I appreciate those who keep listening. And I appreciate those who ask questions no matter what becomes of them, because that keeps building up our what if world. And this other question, I wanted to kind of keep to that theme. So June has been waiting 2 years, and we're gonna play June's question right now.
Hi, my name is June, and I like dogs. And my what if question is, what if you made art and then it came alive? Thanks, bye.
What do you think about that question, Dagmara?
Oh, that's a great question. If the art could come alive, I think the world could be a better place to live, because kids so often are so kind, want to help one another. So I think we would see some amazing things happening.
I love that. And I also feel like every time you do create art, there is a little bit of life in it, because there's a little bit of you that you've put yourself into, and your time and your spirit. And we are going to, of course, run wild with those questions. Our story is not going to be Cam Creates a Hero. That story stands on its own, but it will be inspired by it, along with your what if questions. So let's find out, what if you made art and then it came alive? And what if robots had emotions? Arrowbot was a young robot. She was called Arrowbot because she was made of these little triangular metal pieces, many, many thousands of them, that she could shape with her mind alone. She had incredible magnetic and computational powers. But one thing Arrowbot had trouble doing was expressing and understanding her own feelings.
Arrowbot, daughter, we thought that perhaps you could enjoy taking an art class, said Arrowbot's parent, Parrot Unit 1.0. Would you like to try out art class, Arrowbot?
Yes, I would.
We have found the finest and only teacher at the observatorium.
And the next day, there was Arobot in her art class, feeling a little nervous when...
Hello, everyone! My name is Abacus P. Grumbler, but today you can call me Articus P. Thumbler!
Said a floating crystal ball, who was somehow manifesting a large magical thumb as he roamed around the art class.
Yes, I've been trapped in a crystal ball for what seems like ages, and yet I have learned to use this magical thumb of mine to draw, to paint, to sculpt. And this is what I believe. It doesn't matter what your capabilities are, whether you have a single thumb or a whole body to use for your art, you can be an artist, and it only takes effort. So, speaking of which, I have set your easels down in front of you. That took a long time with this thumb, I might add. And now you can just, take any object in the room or any idea in your mind and just run with it, okay? First class, no judgment, do whatever you like. Arobot was a little overwhelmed by this direction, or perhaps lack thereof.
I am so scared. I don't know what to do. I have all these fingers, 10 fingers. I don't know how to use them. There are too many colors. Usually I have instructions and now I feel so lost. Where should I start? Maybe I will just start with blue. Blue is such a good color. It's my favorite color. Maybe I will start with blue and paint the sky or paint the sea. I don't know. I cannot decide. What should I choose?
Abacus P. Grumbler, or Articus P. Thumbler, had been floating around helping one student or another, talking to them about paints and brushes and tools. And finally he made his way over to Arobot, who still had not yet made a single blue drop on this canvas.
Oh, I see what you're going for. It's very avant-garde. Yes, the blank page calls to us and... Or are you just experiencing artist block? I don't want to... no judgment either way.
What is an artist block?
Sometimes when you are trying to make a decision, you just can't move forward. You can't make the very first step. You can't write the first word, draw the first line, because it feels like too much pressure. Is that what you are feeling right now?
I feel completely lost. I know that I want to create a robot friend with big arms, big legs, strong chest, big smile, and big eyes, but I just don't know how to start. Should I start from the head or from the toes? Like, I really don't know.
Oh, well, yes. You're getting into technique. Oh, there's no one single way to start. But if you have an idea that's that particular, perhaps we should put the paint away and start with a pencil. A pencil is a very simple tool, and it lets you make as many mistakes as you need. You can sketch and erase. So start with the part that feels the most familiar to you. For some, that might be the head, or the big body that you want to hug of this robot friend, or perhaps even the eyes. But I like to start with the big shape and then work my way from there.
Yes, actually, when you were talking, I was already drawing, and I have this robot already.
Oh my goodness!
It was as if Arobot had drawn it in one single second, an entire robot full of incredible detail. You know, I am noticing this looks exactly like the picture of a robot that's hanging on the wall right now.
I was just trying to get this inspiration from somewhere. Is it okay just to copy and paste on my painting?
Well, that is actually a very helpful exercise, but I think perhaps you might have the robot ability to perfectly reproduce anything that you see. I want you to... imagine. This is an entirely different skill. Instead of copying this robot, let it inspire your very own robot. For you see, this robot, while it appears the very same as that robot, it does not live yet. In this class, you will know when you have created art because it will come alive. Usually it doesn't also attack us, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to paint some emotions in him, and I know that brain is responsible for all these emotions. Do you know amygdala? Amygdala's inside our brain. Maybe when I draw this brain with all these names and function inside, he will start feeling these emotions and he can come alive.
Yes, because art doesn't just have to be one thing. Sometimes when we combine different ideas, the way we combine them, that creates something new. That's how new stories keep being told, new art keeps being made. And as Abacus went on, his thumb waving wildly in the air, Arrowbot added all these details into her robot. And suddenly...
Hello, my friend. I am Hugbot. Would you care to hug me?
Oh, he's alive. He just really came to life. Just like I dreamed. Oh, yes, I want to hug you.
You did it! And on your very first art class, looking around the room, Abacus noticed that other kids needed a little bit of help and went off to help them as well, leaving Arrowbot with Hugbot.
Am I now in art class?
Yes.
Then I guess I must also create art. Is this art?
Hugbot went over to another easel and, using his incredibly powerful hydraulic arms, hugged it into a pile of scrap and canvas.
Have I arted?
Uh-oh, I don't think so. How about before you create your own art, can you just go around and try to maybe help other kids to create their art? Look, like this little boy there is stuck.
Yeah, I'm literally stuck. I glued myself to this one. This paint is really sticky.
Oh, sorry, that was the glue. Yes, okay, let me swap out those bottles really quickly.
Don't worry, I will help.
And Hugbot hugged Zack right off the canvas.
Oh, wow. You do give really good hugs. I was worried you were gonna smush me like that canvas.
Oh, thank you for helping these kids. The kids have so many problems. Look at the other one. These are fighting about this blue color. It's the most popular color, and I think they want to use them both.
Yeah, give me that. This is my blue. I called it first.
But it was my turn after. You've had it for 2 minutes already.
What if I pour it into two separate containers and then hug each of them?
Oh, that's a great idea.
You know, sometimes just adding a little extra love to your efforts, oh, that goes a long way. Hugbot went around helping all the kids in class, and Arrowbot was finally starting to understand how feelings work, taking the time to look at her fellow students and see the struggles they were going for was somehow helping her understand her own feelings.
Hugbot has helped everyone, but Hugbot notices that you have only been helping others. What can you do for yourself?
That's a great question. What can I do for myself? But I feel happy when I help others, so I guess this is what I'm doing for myself.
As long as you don't empty yourself out, empty out all your robotic fuel cells helping others, if this recharges you, then that can be what you do. I'm a teacher, for crying out loud. Practically the definition of helping others for a living. There are so many ways, whether you're an artist, or a teacher, or a storyteller, or even an engineer, that you can work to help others. Just look and try to see those problems and use your creative mind to figure out ways to solve them.
Hugbot has an idea.
Oh, yes, Hugbot?
You seem stuck in a crystal ball.
Yes, actually, I've been stuck in a crystal ball for, several months now. I haven't found anyone who can get the right resonance to break the crystal without breaking me inside the crystal. Do you understand?
Arrowbot, do you think if we work together with your metal arrow powers and my vibrating hug powers that we could finally release Abacus?
Yes, I think it's gonna melt this shield.
I love that. And so,
all of the students got together, the arrow filings of Arrowbot started swirling about the class, getting closer and closer, creating a beautiful humming sound that started to vibrate the crystal. And Hugbot ducked under those flying filings of metal arrows and wrapped his arms around the crystal. Are you ready, Arrowbot?
I'm ready.
And with one last flash of heat and hug and love from all the supportive kids in class.
This is a very squishy hug.
Wait, I shouldn't be able to feel squishing. That's a good sign,
I hope.
And finally, Abacus P. Grumbler had been released from his crystal ball.
Well, I am no longer Articus P. Thumbler. Well, he'll always be a part of me. But I am now also myself, free again.
Arrowbot, your art and your thoughtfulness have been so helpful today. I know that you're already a math, chess, and coding genius, but do you think that this art has helped you learn anything more about yourself?
Yes, so much. I think I will just keep trying and dreaming and painting. It makes me so happy to see other people happy. And you know what? I think it's like the art is the bridge to make my dreams come true. So I will keep trying.
I love that idea. And now I want to hug a bridge. Could you please draw one?
The end. Dagmar, we did it!
That was so much fun.
I love telling stories together. When you and I spoke, as listeners may know, I talk with my guests a little bit before the story. So we don't know exactly where the story is going to go, but we just talk about where it might go. And this kind of went in a completely different direction, I felt, but in a really exciting way.
I love it. I love this idea, you know, with the freeing the teacher. It was so much fun. Wow. I love it. And I think if you do that more often, you really free your imagination and you say whatever, because it's my first time. I wasn't very like uptight what to say, you know, to be on book, but really it was awesome.
It was such a blast. And I want the kids to hear about Kim Creates a Hero. We're here with the author Dagmara Sitek, and it's available on couragetales.com. Dagmara, can you talk to us a little bit about your experience as an artist, why you make these books?
Okay, so I started writing my books because I heard a sad story about a boy in foster care in Poland, and this made me start writing books about foster children, and I wanted to raise awareness around the struggles they are experiencing and offer some hope and comfort, but also show how resilient kids can be. So I always make sure that I have the right balance between bitter sweetness of life, and I ended on a positive note and try to inspire kids and show them that you can make your dreams come true if you really try hard and don't give up.
It's a very moving story. Dagmara, thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank you for creating this beautiful book, among others. I hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a lot of fun.
Me too. All right. Bye, Dagmara.
If you could make art that comes alive, what would you create? How might your art help others?
Or make mischief?
Is there a style of art that you would like to try? Let your grown-ups know. I bet they can help make it happen. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know that every piece of art you make shares a little bit of you. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
What if world? This is What If World.
This February, dive into the wonders of music and nature with the Oregon Symphony's Young People's Concert on iCan Radio. Join me, Oregon Symphony Associate Conductor Deanna Tham, and violinist Amir Afsker, as we guide young listeners on a musical journey with performances by orchestras from around the world, featuring works by Beethoven, Vivaldi, Elgar, and more. Don't miss this exciting concert on iCanRadio.org on February 5th at noon Pacific Time. Tune in and let your imagination soar with the Oregon Symphony and iCan Radio.